Good morning, it's 8:38, Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means Laura Turbide is here, and we're hastily scribbling notes here as we prepare for this discussion. Good morning.
Good morning, Tad.
How are you today?
Very well, how are you?
Good. So any news or notes or events or anything before we get into breast cancer awareness specifically and kind of, I guess, women's health services generally this morning?
Just two reminders about events coming up. One, we've got the Got AFib Dine and Discuss coming up on November 9th. Go ahead and look at our website for a little more information, but we know that's something that is obviously a serious cardiac concern for people, serious stroke risk, etc. So if you've got AFib, there are some new interventions and new treatments. So come join us for that discussion with Dr. Gomez, as well as Dr. Depta out of Rochester Regional Health System. And then we also have, of course, our thank you recognition of retirement farewell of Dr. Banwar, but also a chance to meet Dr. Klein, who is so fantastic. I think people are just going to be thrilled to meet him. So we have two events, one taking place in Clifton Springs on November 15th, and the first one coming up on Wednesday, November 8th, 4:30 to 6 over at Inter Lakes Orthopedic Surgery. So we hope you'll join us.
Whenever you talk about it, I feel like I know all these people because you were able to find a Finger Lakes Health employee who hasn't been on the radio before. For our visit today.
I was. Isn't it great to always bring new folks?
So, sure is.
And it is my privilege and honor to share two fantastic women who are here with us to raise awareness, also share their expertise. So I'm here with Dr. Balthazar Ford, who is with Geneva General Surgical Associates, and she has been here, we're just talking about, 7 years, incredibly. Does a whole host of surgery, as you can imagine, but one of the special areas of interest, of course, is breast surgery when women need that or men need that. So we also are with Lisa Davis. Lisa Davis has been, can you imagine, 20 years with Finger Lakes Health, and I have not had her here yet, so she won't get away this long again. Lisa is the coordinator and oversees our women's health services. So as you can imagine, we have everything from mammography, bone density, breast ultrasound, whole host of other things that take place in our women's health department, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But what better time to remind people of the important role we can play ourselves by making these important screening appointments, and also the fact that right here at your fingertips within Finger Lakes Health, we can offer whatever you need should you get that diagnosis. And sometimes I think people are very concerned, and that's why they perhaps avoid, sort of, if I don't know, I won't have to do anything. So yeah. Let's start there and get away from that and talk a little bit about how critical it is and how early intervention is so important. So I'm going to turn it over to the strong, fantastic experts here who are going to talk a little bit about what we're seeing, also the services that we can offer. And I will just say that our patients certainly rave about our women's health services. And I have talked to several patients this month in particular because I've had some media inquiries and things. Several patients of Dr. Balthazar Ford who just sing her praises and feel like they were in such great hands in terms of an expert skilled surgeon, but also someone who was so compassionate during a time that they really wanted that support.
All right, Dr. Balthazar Ford, welcome back. And Lisa, welcome for the first time. Lisa, step up.
Thank you.
I'm going to start with you.
Sure.
Just we always, when we have new people on, we get a little bit of a biography, where you're from and your background and what got you interested in the health field and then specifically in women's health.
Well, I've been a mammographer / x-ray tech for 32 years. I'm originally from Elmira. I live in Dundee. I've always been interested in healthcare, and honestly, I don't know what drew me to radiology, but it did.
Treatment is great. Mm-hmm. Detection is better. Prevention is best of all. So let's start. I have a daughter who is 23 or 24. How quickly we forget. What should she be doing for breast health and just general overall health?
She should be doing self-breast examination. It's never too early to start. The only way that you're going to tell a change in your breast is if you're familiar with your breasts. The easiest way that I think most women find to do their breast exam is in the shower. You know, that's the best time, and monthly.
I'll tell my story. Many of the listeners are familiar with it, but and I don't know that it was even specifically a self-examination as it was just noticing. My wife found a lump in 2009, I think it was now, in October, and it was breast cancer. It was cancerous, detected early, treated successfully, and she is, knock on wood, still doing fine today. So I'm on board with that. I mean, it's anything that gets detection is a good thing. Now, as far as mammography, I know in the last, I don't know, it's been 5 years or so, they kind of changed the guidelines around or updated them a little bit in terms of age and things. So what do you say as the person that runs the machine, when should women have mammography done?
According to the American College of Radiology, women should have yearly screenings at age 40. Now, you just shared your story. I don't know how old your wife was.
About 52 or 3, I think, at the time of diagnosis.
Then for your daughter, she should still be starting at 40 because it's usually 10 okay. years after a first-degree relative was diagnosed. So we're recommending yearly still. The sooner that we can find something, the better the outcome.
Now, has the technology changed and improved in imaging? Are you able to find things that maybe couldn't have been found many years ago?
Yes, absolutely. When I started, we were using film, and we are now a digital environment, and we see much smaller lesions, much smaller calcifications. Gives us a much better image of the breast.
I remember also when we got the C2, the reader that allows us to use sort of a mathematical algorithm and looks at things that really also points the radiologist to maybe areas that they could look at that they otherwise, through their training in naked eye, just that second look in terms of, so you've got, and what's nice is within our environment, you have the ability to have that radiologist sort of read it same day and have that second look right away.
Right.
And that's the beauty of a community hospital in terms of that timeliness, because we know that pieces of this is that someone you come in, you really maybe something you don't think about as often as you even should. You finally go in and you think, well, now I'm a little anxious. I wasn't even thinking about this. Now I really do want my results. So I will say to you, what I love about our environment is we're just so responsive to getting people results. Or if they have to come back in, that is not uncommon, honestly. And that's wonderful. If they see something where there's a question and you need to come back in for another view, we can get you right in quickly. And we were just having this conversation about how fortunate we are in a health system our size to be able to be so accommodating, get people back in quickly. You're not waiting for weeks. You literally can get right back in to have that follow-up.
Yeah, I always like to say the technology is great, but what makes it greater is the skill of the operator. Where does your training and knowledge come in interpreting those images that you see on the machine?
We don't interpret the images. That's the radiologist's job. Our job is to get them the best images that they
okay,
can
okay.
get.
Okay, I'm sorry. Right, so
that they can get the results. Obviously, there are times when there is something very obvious on a screening exam that we'll have the patient wait and talk to the radiologist. Our goal is to get things done as quickly as we can. If we can get somebody in for their additional pictures if they need them and have a biopsy the same day, that decreases the level of anxiety of a patient considerably.
I was going to say, that's if there is a positive, even while you're waiting for the diagnosis, it's a very stressful time, but if there's a positive diagnosis, it's very stressful, so it's nice. We were talking before we went on about the continuum of care. Mm-hmm. Rather than having to run over and go here for this and here for this and here for this, that you can get all of it done within Finger Lakes Health. And that is a stress reliever, just not having to make so many different appointments in so many different facilities.
That's correct. It is.
And Dr. Baltazar Ford can probably talk about their practice and how they get people in and sort of what happens from there if indeed there is something.
Let's go from there. So we have a positive diagnosis of breast cancer and then some decisions to be made.
You know, that's one of the nice things about our small community is literally my office is right underneath Women's Health, and so oftentimes I'll get a call from the radiologist while the patient's there, come look at this film. And you know, our quote-unquote turnaround time from initial screening mammogram with an abnormality to that patient's in the operating room is probably on the order of 2 to 3 weeks depending on the patient, which is eliminates a lot of that psychological angst about waiting and waiting and waiting. And I think as a female, and I haven't had breast cancer, but I've certainly been a patient, the waiting is the hardest part, just not knowing, because they don't have all the answers until they get their operation and have their tumor removed and have it looked at by the pathologist. And so most of the time we're going in with some information, but not everything. And so the first question most people ask me, what's my prognosis? And I say, I can't tell you because I don't know yet. But, you know, usually by the 4-week mark, we have all the answers and that patient has a good idea of what the next treatment steps are and what the success rate of surgery and other treatment is going to be. And as Lara said, we're catching these things so early now that our ability to cure breast cancer compared to what it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago is huge. I mean, I saw a patient recently with a tumor that was 4 millimeters. 10 years ago, we wouldn't have been able to find that.
Now, every woman is different. And I say woman, we realize men do on occasion get breast cancer, but it's primarily women. Every woman's different in terms of her thoughts about mastectomy. How do you help the patient decide? We've had some high-profile cases where well-known celebrities have just gone for double mastectomy, get it out completely. Others choose the lumpectomy, reconstruction, no reconstruction. How do you help walk the patient through those difficult decisions?
I tell every patient that I see with a new diagnosis of breast cancer, my job is to give you the information that you need to make the decision that's right for you. You know, in terms of cure rate, in terms of recurrence rate, in terms of success from a cancer level, mastectomy and lumpectomy plus radiation are exactly the same. All our studies have shown that. And so, you know, I tell everyone there's not a right answer, mastectomy versus lumpectomy and radiation, but there's a right answer for you. And as you said, there are some women who come in with a tumor that's half a centimeter, and I say, I don't care. I just want a mastectomy. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to have to go through screening and worry about that possibility of recurrence. And then there's other women that want to preserve the architecture of their breasts at all costs. And you know, again, in terms of success rate and curability, they're the same. There's some women that don't want to go through radiation, and that's a big discussion that I have with them. Radiation has side effects. Most of them are short term, but it's heavy-duty treatment for a good 4 to 6 weeks, and some people just don't want to do it. So,
and then how do you help prepare the patient for surgery day? I mean, that's a scary. I've been through it with my wife, and you know, it was scary for me to have to let go and see her wheeled off to somebody else.
Sure.
In another room.
Sure.
How do you help prepare for that day?
You know, that's one of the nice things about being in a small community is that on average, I probably spend 60 to 75 minutes with each of my new breast cancer patients and their families. We always encourage them to bring their families. We answer all their questions. I go over in detail exactly what's going to happen the day of surgery, what's going to happen after surgery, what their expectations should be, what their pain level is going to be like, what their restrictions and limitations are going to be after they go home. And so I think some of knowing exactly what's going to happen relieves their fears. If you don't know, if you just show up and you're shuttled off to here and shuttled off to there, because it is a long day. Many of our patients start off in nuclear medicine so that we can identify their lymph nodes. Some of them go back to Women's Health to have repeat mammograms the day of surgery and a localization wire placed so I can find the tumor. So it's a long day, and it's overwhelming for the patient, and probably more overwhelming for their family.
And then after surgery and treatment, reconstruction versus prosthesis. Is there any medical consideration there, or is it just simply preference?
There is some medical consideration there, again, depending on the type of tumor and whether or not it has spread to the lymph nodes. So early stage breast cancer with no lymph node spread, we do immediate reconstruction. I work very closely with the plastic surgeon. We operate together. The patient undergoes anesthesia one time. They leave the operating room with their implant expander in place. If there's any concern about the possibility of lymph node involvement or a very large tumor, or they're going to need radiation after surgery, then we usually recommend delayed reconstruction and they finish their treatment and then go on.
All right. Dr. Balthazar Ford, thank you very much for what you do. Lisa Davis, Women's Health Services Coordinator, first time on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
My wife had a number of her treatments done with Finger Lakes Health, and we're absolutely we were thrilled with the people. That's the biggest thing. The technology's terrific. But without the right people, it doesn't mean anything, and you have the right people at Finger Lakes Health.
Thank you, Ted. And I will say, if you have not had your mammogram, call 787-5555 and get scheduled. We also can have you call Women's Health directly.
Absolutely.
All right.
And also, of course, Geneva General Surgical Associates, so thank you.
All right. Thank you, Laura, very much. We get healthy with Finger Lakes Health at 8:53 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.